On our Friday Journalist Roundtable today, we're joined by two investigative reporters from Spotlight PA, Charlotte Keith and Wyatt Massey. Both have reported stories recently that we want to bring to your attention and get more information. For example, 3 years later, some relief programs initiated and developed during the COVID-19 pandemic are still active. Maybe active isn't the right word for a $350 million state program designed to provide relief to Pennsylvania homeowners who are having trouble paying their mortgages. That's because the program has had its problems, and some who are eligible have been denied, and there have been delays in getting relief to others. Charlotte Keith reported this story earlier in the week. Charlotte, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So please provide some background on this program. How did it come to be, and what was it supposed to be?
Sure. So this is a federally funded program that's meant to help homeowners catch up on mortgage payments, utility bills, property taxes that they fell behind on because of the pandemic. And it was kind of late to open for a pandemic relief program. It only opened in February of last year. And it's $350 million basically to help homeowners get back on their feet.
Now, who was eligible for this program?
So it's open basically to Pennsylvania homeowners who meet certain income limits and who were financially affected by the pandemic.
Mm. So as I said, and according to your story this week, there have been some problems with it. What are some of those problems?
Sure. So we first wrote about some of these issues back in January, and we found that homeowners were waiting 7, 8, 9 months on their applications. Some applicants seeking help with their utility bills actually had their service disconnected while they were waiting. And we also found that people were just having a really hard time getting updates or answers. A very common complaint was that caseworkers would just stop responding to calls or emails from applicants. So it wasn't just that people were waiting a long time, but it's that they were in the dark and they didn't know, you know, why things were taking so long.
So how did that happen?
Well, that is a question that is kind of still being argued over, really. The state had originally contracted a private company to run the program, but they moved to end that contract at the beginning of the year. But at that time, the state agency pointedly avoided saying that the company had done anything wrong. But more recently, the state basically said the contractor had fallen short from the very beginning and that its software and staff weren't ready. And also they said that new problems had come to light kind of during the handoff period, things like some applications being unfairly denied and thousands of files that were missing data and would require kind of manual data entry. So the state really said the company was to blame for a lot of the program's problems. The company, it's worth noting, says that's not the case. And they say a lot of these allegations from the state are kind of too vague to address specifically, but they said the state actually made their job a lot harder by insisting on what they said were excessive changes to the program. And the company also said that the state agency didn't really have grounds to criticize its performance because the agency failed to establish any kind of metrics or standards to measure its performance under the contract.
I don't know whether you can answer this or not, but I'll ask the question. Were there metrics established? I mean, it's kind of hard to honor a contract if you don't know what the metrics, how you're going to be graded on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really going to be a key question in this contract dispute going forward. The contract specifically says that the company and the agency should work together to develop kind of more detailed metrics and kind of performance goals. And the company says that didn't happen, even though they asked the state to do that, and they say the state didn't. But it is worth noting that this dispute is sort of on hold. There's kind of a three-month truce that both sides have agreed to while the state does a deeper investigation into the company's performance and kind of into what happened with this.
So during this three-month truce, as you described it, what happens to those who are waiting on some mortgage relief?
Well, they're kind of still stuck in limbo. The state does say that these new problems that have come to light have added to the existing delays, and there are more than 16,000 people who are currently waiting for help. Some of those people have been waiting for more than a year. And the program is closed right now. It hasn't been accepting new applications since the beginning of February, and it's not clear when or, in fact, whether it will reopen. That will really depend on how much money is left once those pending applications have been funded. So I'd say there's a lot of uncertainty, both for those, you know, who are already kind of in the queue and for anyone who might still be hoping to apply.
Who is this company?
The company is called Innovative Emergency Management, and they are a company really specializing in doing this kind of work. They have a long track record managing disaster relief programs, hurricane relief programs. They had worked on some of their other federal COVID efforts. So they're definitely experienced in this field and, you know, in many ways, an obvious choice to run the program.
And just to let everyone know, they have been involved in these kind of programs in other states as well. Have you found out, you know, what has happened with other states? Have other states had any problems?
Yeah, the same company is also running this program in North Carolina, in Virginia, and in Puerto Rico. And I think there have been some issues in North Carolina. It is worth noting that this program has posed problems, you know, for states all across the country. And one of the big issues that the company says they've run into running the program in Pennsylvania is that they depend on being able to get information from homeowners' mortgage companies to confirm how much they owe and the details and how to pay the money out. And they say sometimes those inquiries just take a very long time to get a response to, or the initial response isn't what they need. And so that can lead to a kind of protracted back and forth. And those kinds of issues, it does seem like, you know, have been problems for a lot of states as they've been getting this program up and running.
Yeah, that was one of the big questions I had, is that these mortgage companies have been slow, not all of them, but some have been slow to respond, and that's creating a problem. Why have they been so slow to respond?
Well, what I've heard from program administrators is that, you know, some of these companies are just overwhelmed. Some of them are dealing with requests from multiple state programs. Others might be small companies that just aren't used to working with the kind of software that's being used on this program. But it is worth noting that the state has said there are cases in which the company said that mortgage companies were slow to respond, but actually the state thinks that the mortgage companies did respond in time and the company didn't follow up. So even though there definitely have been issues with the mortgage companies, it's not always 100% clear, you know, who is at fault in some of those situations.
Charlotte, you said that there's a truce right now between the company and the state over a three-month period. But what happens next?
Well, the state is going to do an investigation and audit to kind of look deeper at what happened here. The state did agree to walk back its claim that the company hadn't lived up to the terms of the contract, but the state says it can reassert that claim depending on what the investigation finds. And both sides say, you know, they want to resolve this. They want to focus on making the program work and avoid a kind of protracted litigation. And so it sort of, I think, depends on what that investigation finds and what the parties decide to do from there.
You know, looking at this, and I'm not really looking for an answer from you, but just kind of making an observation that some of these pandemic-related relief programs like unemployment and now this housing, this mortgage relief program, you know, some Pennsylvanians may look at the problems the state has had and think, you know, does government work? Can they do these things? So, you know, that might be a big question that some people have when we look back on the pandemic and some of the relief programs.